Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, August 8th, 2021, the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father John Jaska, pastor of the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The people began to complain about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is not this Jesus the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw them, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Well, we continue this Sunday, and I'm sorry I'm a little bit late this week, but many, many things going on in the offices as adjusting to ministry here in Chatham. It's been great, but been very busy learning so many things. We continue to hear from John's Gospel, this discourse on the gift of the Eucharist. And I think there's two significant things that Jesus is trying to convey to the people. One, his identity as the Son of God. You know, he's the one, of course, teaches the apostles the Our Father. He calls God Father. And this is a very challenging thing for people to accept, this, intimate, in a sense, relationship of Father and Son. God is the Father. We are his children. And so Jesus is, in a sense, bringing this, of course, establishing this new and everlasting covenant in a very much of a strong relational bond, not so much of a separation, a God is God and we are not, and there's a great divide, but really a drawing close in a powerful relationship of parent and child, father and children, and then us as brothers and sisters. And so Jesus is fusing that relationship, of course, ultimately through his passion, death, and resurrection, but he's saying, "Listen, I'm the Son of God. I've come to reveal the Father's love. And it will be most fulfilled in the gift of dying on the cross." And this establishment of this eternal covenant, what's that covenant rooted in? It's rooted in the gift of the Eucharist. And this is the second part. Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness," referring back to Exodus and Moses, "and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die." And Jesus says he's that bread of life. We need to allow him to enter into our hearts and souls, and that food of his presence, of his love, of his power, of his grace as the Son of God will sustain us. You know, he says, "Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." And so the Eucharist that we celebrate this Sunday is bound to the Last Supper, the suffering on the cross, the death, and then the resurrection. Jesus is that food for the journey. Jesus is that bread of life. And if we trust and place our lives in his hands and allow him to enter into our lives as Lord and Master, no matter what happens to us, that paschal mystery of Christ's death and resurrection is given to us. So if we die to this world, we live forever in the kingdom. And people were doubting. They're saying, you know, isn't this, Mary and Joseph's son? You know, what's happening here? We know him, you know. Whose father and mother we know? How could he say, "I've come down from heaven"? And so this is the way, in a sense, for us, we have to figure out, we have to discern, we have to, you know, people in the time of Jesus were caught up kind of where in a sense, on the surface of, well, he grew up in, you know, Nazareth, or we know his family. We know these things. We know where he's from. He's saying he's from heaven. Jesus is calling all of them, but also all of us, to this deeper understanding of who he is, what he shows us, how he teaches us, how he feeds us, how he guides us to the kingdom of heaven. And that's a lifelong journey for all of us, to not only know our faith, believe in what the church teaches, but the gift of our faith is forming a relationship with Christ the risen Lord, whom we talk to, whom we share our joys and sorrows with, and whom we listen to and follow. And the angels and the saints and the gift of the sacraments, the gift of the church, helps support, feed, and nourish that relationship. And so if we're looking to embrace this gospel this weekend, the question becomes is, do I know Jesus for who he is as the Son of God? You know, have I opened my heart to him? Have I surrendered and followed his will? Because so often we'll know kind of what the Lord wants us to do, and yet we have this battle of what we want to do, which way we want to go. And oftentimes the pathway the Lord presents to us is difficult, is challenging. It involves sacrifice, it involves service, going beyond ourselves. And yet the richness of following the pathways of the Lord transforms our lives. And I think in that way, we see that gift of eternal life. We see that bread of life transforming us now. We don't have to wait until we die. And so as we prepare for this weekend, as we come to Mass or we pray online, who is Jesus for us? How is my relationship with him? And do I partake in the receiving of the bread of life and the gift of the Eucharist, but then also sharing that bread of life, that presence of Christ, when I leave church, with my family, with those who are in need? Or do I close the doors of my heart after the Lord's presence enters in? We're called to be messengers, we're called to be disciples, we're called to be food for the journey. We are called to be the bread of life through our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you, and we'll see you this Sunday.